Being a Christian today takes a lot of courage. It takes courage to trust God when life does not make sense. Your bank account looks crazy, but you have been given a word that you're a millionaire. When the Lord said that you were going to be a mom and you're having issues conceiving. Where is my man, my man, my man? Where that man at? I'm trying to get him to change my last name. It takes a lot of courage to trust God and to be like, Lord, you've given me this. Hey, homegirl, welcome to the Courageous Christian Homegirl podcast. I want to say I am so excited to be back behind the mic. I am so excited to be recording this podcast because this has been a long time coming. But what I also recognize is that alignment and timing and all of the things have to be right. And this is just the right time. So this podcast is for the homegirls that, you know, feel like navigating faith in today's world is harder than people admit. The influencers will have you out here thinking that this walk is aesthetically pleasing, and it is every bit of not, okay? If you are struggling to stay consistent in your walk with God, this podcast is for you. If you are struggling to stay in your word daily, this podcast is for you. Or if you ever wondered, can I be bold and surrendered at the same time? Like, child, that is the story of my life. But I want to let you know this is exactly where you are supposed to be. This podcast is where I am going to talk honestly about faith, about culture, and what it really looks like to live courageously for Christ without performing. We have to stop performing, or the pressure to perform and just be on all the time. I literally just wrote a Threads post and I said, it's okay to laugh. As a Christian, it is okay to laugh. It's okay, y'all. Giggle a little bit. It's okay to tell a jokey joke and to laugh. Everything does not always have to be so serious, okay? But I'm not even going to get into that. But I just want to let you know what to expect from this podcast. Real conversations about faith, life, and everything in between. So if you don't know who I am or recognize my voice, it's your girl Whitney, okay? Your favorite courageous Christian homegirl. I love Jesus. I love the word. And as a matter of fact, I read the Bible, the entire Bible in 2025. And I will say that it was a struggle. It was definitely a challenge, but it was also insightful because I didn't know a lot of things. And so I'm actually getting ready to read it again. So keep me in your prayers. Keep me in your prayers. And I may end up sharing some things, some revelations, if the Lord leads me to. But reading the Bible and studying scripture are two different things. So I want to be clear on that. I read the Bible. I didn't necessarily study the scriptures in the Bible. I read it. Now, you may be like, girl, well, how did you read without studying? Because if I had to study, I would still be in Genesis, okay? I read it. I read it for, like, I was reading a book, like literally reading a novel. Like, did I get revelation and understanding and, you know, all the things? Absolutely. But that's another conversation for another day. Maybe I'll talk about that in another episode. But I believe faith should be lived out honestly and not perfectly. And that is what I hope to help you see and help you achieve, because this walk is not always easy. Life gets messy, honey. Life be lifing. Doubt will absolutely show up. Fear will show up. But sometimes it's like, you know, you're really just trying to trust God while still figuring things out, and that is okay. And I believe that 2025 was that season for me. It was that year. And I'm not saying that I have it all figured out, but I feel like I'm in a lot. I'm in a better place. I'm in a better place. Let me say that. I have a lot more understanding. But one thing I can tell you, that God is faithful. I mean, in the 11th hour, He is faithful. And when we learn to surrender and when we learn to lean on Him, even when we feel unqualified, unsure, scared, He shows up every time. And I will honestly say, when I first started podcasting, I was in that space. Even now, doing this podcast is a little different because I know it's an assignment. And I'm just out here trusting God. And so I just want to let y'all know, I'm not here to be your pastor, honey. I don't want that title. Okay. I am not here to be your pastor, and I am not going to be here pretending that I have it all together, because I have my own struggles and my own things that I need to surrender. I am just your favorite homegirl, okay, who loves Jesus and who wants to walk this faith journey with you, and just let you know that you got a partner and that you are not alone. So honestly, just being here is healing to my soul and allowing me to overcome certain fears that I may have. So some of the things you can expect from the podcast is knowing that I will go to the Bible. I will talk about scripture that you can apply to your life. I might even give y'all some homework. Okay. Faith and culture conversations, baby, because the streets is talking. But, you know, navigating just different types of relationships and your purpose and obedience and spiritual growth in this world, and just how to deal with all it. Okay. And then encouragement as well. You know, no judgment, no pressure. I will definitely have a form so y'all can like write in. I won't say your name unless you want me to, but just support, because I feel like some Christians have judged people so harshly that people are afraid to ask. And there is no judgment. Trust me, there's no judgment, because either I've been through it, I've done it, or I know somebody that is in it or done it. Okay. Period. Point blank. And we have to get out of the habit of thinking that once we've gotten through something, that now it's time to look down on the people or be like, well, I got through it, so you don't need to do it. Everybody has to walk. That's why it's called a journey. Everybody has to walk their walk, and everybody has their own convictions. There are some things that the Lord convicts me on that I'm sure that he may not convict other people on, and vice versa. So I'm here to support y'all, and I want to also inspire you, but I also want to equip you, okay? I want to be able to help you and to give you tools and resources that is biblically based. Now, I may get my opinion, but I'm going to tell you, like, this is just my opinion. But all in all, just biblically rooted, biblically based, and not just something that I heard. I do research things, okay? I just want to let you know I'm not out here just being like, well, this, that, and the third. So anyways, every episode is going to hopefully deepen your relationship with God, or even just make you look at things a little bit differently. Or heck, if I'm here just to bring the joy and the peace back into your life, I feel like I have done what the Lord has called me to do. And so being a Christian today takes a lot of courage. I think it has always taken a lot of courage, especially when I read the Bible. I was like, my gosh, I feel like it has always taken a lot of courage to be a Christian. But I feel like today, even more, it takes a lot of courage to be like, I am a Christian. I am down for the Lord. Like, I'm not going to be in the world. Or of the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. And it takes a lot, and it's a fine balance, because there's so many things out here, and it takes courage to trust God when life does not make sense, when your bank account looks crazy, but you have been given a word that you're a millionaire, when the Lord said that you were going to be a mom and you're having issues conceiving, when you like, where is my man? Where that man at? I'm trying to get him to change my last name. It takes a lot of courage to trust God and to be like, Lord, you've given me this. Help me to steward it. It's trust me, y'all. Trust me, y'all. Just stick around. Y'all gonna be in my business. It just takes courage to live differently in a culture that wants to pull you in every direction. Like, time I turn around, I just want to scream, and I just want to be like, y'all, don't do that no more, or do this, or I know this feels good, or I know this is what some of these pastors are in the pulpit preaching, but this is what the Bible says, and you know, don't, this person is not of God, don't, like, it just takes a lot of courage to say, I'm not doing these things because I'm living for the Lord. It takes courage to grow without pretending that you have arrived, pretending that you're perfect. It takes courage. Trust me, y'all, if you know me, you know. It takes courage to just sit down and be honest with your community. to say, girl, me too. And I'm pretty sure the ladies that are in my community probably look at me in such a different way. But I'm like, y'all, I'm over here. Who got $20 to next week? I'm over here like, baby, is these kids really like taking the rest of my edges and turning my hair gray at the same time? Like, I'm over here really just like, is this happening? You know, so it just takes a lot of courage. So this podcast is meant to make you feel like you're sitting next to me. I wish I could be sitting next to y'all. Maybe one day, who knows, I'll be doing a live show. But, you know, I just hope, again, to just encourage you on your walk and talk about faith and talk about how Christ really loves us and what it means to be loved by Christ. But just walking away with just hope. You know, joy, love, the fruits of the spirit, and displaying those fruits of the spirit. And that's the energy I hope to give every episode. So if you are ready to grow in faith and stop playing it small and walk boldly in who God has called you to be, make sure you go ahead and subscribe, okay? And stay connected with me over on Instagram, okay? I'm going to leave the Instagram name in the bottom of the description or the description box, y'all. Just work with me here. Yeah, and we're in this together. So this is just the beginning. I hope to hear from y'all on the next episode. You know, DM me. All my information is going to be in a box, in the description box, show notes, whatever they calling it on these podcasts, y'all. One thing about me is I don't pretend to know all the business lingo and all of that. Look, I'm just the girl behind the mic that is on assignment. Okay. I will learn along the way. That's just how I see it. But seriously, my prayer is that you have an amazing rest of your day and that you subscribe and share this podcast out. And I will be chatting with y'all on the next episode.